Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. This podcast series offers a fun and serious look at hypnosis and offers various ideas, discuss case studies, along with NGH educational opportunities.
Welcome to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. I'm Jeremy Bashand, Executive Director with the National Guild of Hypnotists. And today our guest is Heather McFall. Welcome, Heather.
Hi, thanks, Jay. Nice to see you.
Great to see you as well. Now, Heather, you've been an NGH member since 2003. You're also a certified instructor with the NGH. And recently you were entered and nominated and brought into the Order of Braid Council. Those are all the Order of Braid Council, for anybody who doesn't know, it's pretty much the centerpiece award given to NGH members who have dedicated their lives to a lifetime of achievement, dedication to service, and enrich the lives of others for many years. And that we like to honor those who have done this for the profession. And Heather, you're one of those people who, throughout the years, you've been a presenter, you've been a hypnotist helping clients out. Tell us, what got you started in hypnosis?
I was originally a psychology major, and I kept trying to go back to school to finish the degree. And every time I tried to take classes, I was just really disappointed in what they were teaching, because I legitimately wanted to help people. And I wasn't hypnotized. I'd never seen a stage hypnosis show. I just Googled on my Gateway computer with my dial up on AOL. So that tells you how long ago that was. And I looked up client-centered therapy, and hypnosis and neurolinguistics were the things that came up. So I just went in my phone book and found a hypnosis instructor, and she happened to be an NGH instructor, and the National Guild looked like the most reputable organization there was. Everything else seemed to be online and a little showy and commercial, and the NGH just seemed to be a real legitimate long-term solid place. And so I found a local instructor, and she trained me, and then I started with a tiny little 10 by 10 office, not really knowing how to do a business, or like, I was scared to death. So I did it on the evenings and weekends. and I just had a natural knack for it, because I really like to see people achieve their goals, to get past something. And I just have an insane passion for it. So I never stop doing hypnosis.
That's awesome. Now, you originally trained with NGH certified instructor Marie Beach, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And were you located in, was it Virginia at the time?
Yeah. Okay. I lived in Chester, Virginia, and she was in, I think, Henrico County, Midlothian, somewhere. And awesome. So I drove 45 minutes each way to go and see her. And then as soon as I graduated, as a matter of fact, I was waiting for my certificate to come in the mail so she could hang it in her office. She immediately had me take over all of her smoking clients. And it was, I just got thrown right in. And then I worked for a large international hypnosis clinic who I started working for $10 an hour. I am so embarrassed. $10 an hour. And I worked on Saturdays and for this large international hypnosis clinic. And somebody was having the receptionist was having an argument with somebody on the phone, a client that was complaining. So I took the phone away from her, because what she was saying was just wildly unprofessional, and she was getting flustered and about to cry. So I just took the phone away and said, this is Heather Merrill at the time. How can I help you? And I calmed her down and then asked her, do you still want to lose weight? Is that your goal? And I calmed her down and got it. And I said, how about this? What if we do this all by phone, and you don't have to talk to anybody else but me, and you can sit in your own recliner in your own living room and not have to drive anywhere? Okay. I said, I can do that. And I hung up the phone. And the receptionist looked at me and she goes, you can do that? Yes, I can do that. And I said, the only difference is I have to listen to her breath instead of watching her chest. I said, I can do that. So then they just, everybody in the office started realizing anytime somebody has a complaint, just give it to Heather. And so I became the conflict resolution specialist for that organization. And so for 2 years, I saw like 15 people a day, just clients who wanted to sue the company or wanted their money back that were angry. So I got really, really good first at hypnosis because I was hypnotizing people that were already mad or decided it didn't work. And then the other thing, I got really good at getting people to chunk back up to the point or the outcome or goal. So by the time I went into my own private practice and used a business model and a mentor and everything, I was like, I had trial by fire. I got pretty good at it. I would not go back to doing that again. And it wasn't fun. And every time I tried to quit, the owner would just throw more money at me. He was like, but I'll pay you more. And I'm like, you don't understand. There's not enough money to listen
right.
to people. And he just kept giving me more. But it made me good at it. And so now just a nice, normal middle American person that wants to lose weight is just heaven sent to me.
Right, exactly. All right. So you've gone through the trials and tribulations of like you said, trial by fire right out the gate. What percentage of sessions do you do virtual compared to live in person?
Well, I'm right near the Villages right now. So most of my clients are in their 70s, actually. So they prefer to come in.
Okay.
I see about 15 clients a day, but like today I have 4 of them are by Zoom.
Yep.
Most of the time I screen them live. Some of them are by Zoom. I have clients in North Dakota and California and Michigan. Mostly they're clients who have come back to do another program with me after they moved away. But I do know that a lot of my colleagues have clients almost exclusively by Zoom. I know California hypnotists are doing almost exclusively by Zoom. So the states that closed off in COVID more tend to have more Zoom sessions.
Sure.
But Florida, we were crazy. We were the crazy redheaded stepchild that didn't really close
wide
down.
Open.
But I'd say 10% of my clients are virtual.
Okay.
And I see about 15 or 16 people a day, not as busy as I used to be. When I was in Raleigh, I saw 30 people a day. But I'm just not interested in working that hard anymore.
Sure. No, absolutely. You've put in your time. You've helped thousands of people throughout your career here. What do you enjoy most working with clients or doing as a speaker doing presentations and things? We recently saw you at the Solid Gold Weekend out in Las Vegas. What was it? Last year.
Yeah.
And you're a very eloquent speaker, and we always get great feedback when you're a speaker at any of the events, whether it's the NGH convention or the Solid Gold Weekend. You do a wonderful talk as a presenter. Do you enjoy doing that, or is it more helping clients out is where you flourish?
I both. I love teaching and I love speaking, and but anything that makes somebody laugh or smile or gets them to change. So I love the client part because I love hearing what happened that week when they come in for their next session and I say, what went great? I love hearing the amazement on their face that they walked right past the sweets or the candy jar at work didn't even faze them. I love hearing that. But there's a little bit of a stand-up comedian in me. So I love presenting and teaching
Sure.
on the platform just to get the laughs and to get people intrigued. I like to make the boring stuff interesting.
Nice. So let's talk about the laughs, because I know, you also do professional clowning.
Yes. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, that's why I'm skidding into the guild this year on two tires, because I'm actually teaching at Mooseburger Clown Camp, which is a clown. It's literally camp. It's at like a summer camp. Everybody stays in cabins, and it's a week long, and it's an intensive clown coursework camp, taught by mostly by Ringling clowns. And so there I'm teaching hypnosis for stage fright for people who want a clown and they love clowning and they love doing magic, but when they stand in front of an audience, their hands start to shake and they get scared. And so I do stage fright hypnosis every year at Mooseburger Clown Camp, and then I'll fly directly because they switch their weekend to the same as the guild. And I'm like, no, you can't do that. So I'll fly straight from Minneapolis to Boston on the
You're going
weekend.
to
So then
split
I'm
your
going to be.
time there. You're going to fly on Friday into the conventions, right after your presentation at the camp, huh? Wow.
Exactly.
And is this something that you've been doing? How long have you been doing this for?
Well, I've been a clown since 2014, like a professional clown since 2014. And I also teach belly dance, which I've been doing since 2001. But yeah, so I bring that to the stage. I like using movement. As a matter of fact, I used to incorporate my first belly dance classes were belly dance for positive body image and confidence. So I use the movement and the belly dance, and they would leave and go, I don't know why, I just feel so good after I take a belly dance class. I just feel so good. And then they're telling their friends, you should go take a belly dance class. And they weren't getting the same experience with other teachers. And I'm like, that's because I'm hypnotizing you guys.
Right, you're
I
making
was,
it so your movements are hypnotic.
well, yeah, but they're, and while they're moving, like while they're stretching, I'm like, imagine pushing all of that stress and tension out of your body, and you can just let it go. And building up their image and making them love their body and seeing themselves. So I do a lot of visualization of seeing themselves on the stage. And they just thought I was being funny and silly. But then, sure enough, when it comes time for a recital, they have no stage fright and they feel great. And
Awesome. I when I was doing my I recently retired from coaching wrestling. I did the same type of things. You would always give I always gave positive suggestions, whether it's in practice or in matches, and the kids didn't really, click onto that, but you could see the change in them. And I had parents come up to me and they're like, all right, my kid is going out for wants to go out for this now and is more confident. And I'm like, absolutely, because not only am I teaching the fundamentals, but I'm also working with their mind. And it's so cool to see, the change.
Yeah, and all they know is they really like Coach Jay. They don't know why.
Exactly. Now, Heather, you're an accomplished author. I saw that you recently had a book signing.
Just the only one I've published is A Dedicated Life, An Empath's Journey. And it has some NLP kind of modified techniques to help keep boundaries for yourself and to stay in your own identity. I'm
Okay.
an empath, and it tells a little bit of my story at the beginning and how an empath comes to be. And I was just at the Los Angeles, the LA Times Festival of Books at University of Southern California, and I did a book signing out there, and then I do local book signings around here.
How
And
exciting.
yeah, it's fun. It was a reason to get me in there for talks, and then it got more interest than I expected. I didn't realize how many people were having the same challenge and didn't know what was happening to them. So it was pretty neat. It's been enlightening for me as well.
Oh, that's excellent. That's great. So I know August is going to be coming up. You're going to be working at your clown camp and then coming to the NGH convention. We always look forward to having you at the NGH convention.
No, just come to my talk. Come to my talk if you want a little burst of confidence, or if you want clarity on getting to teaching, or if you're having trouble with, or even if you're just afraid of a client complaint, look me up, Heather McBall.
Sounds great, Heather. Well, thank you very much for spending your time with us today and sharing with our members. We look forward to seeing you in August, and you have a wonderful day.
Thanks, Jeremy. See you there.
Thank you for listening to the Hypnosis NGH podcast. You're welcome to share your ideas for future podcasts by emailing us, nghpodcast@ngh.net.